October 4th is National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, and the first National Day of Truth and Reconciliation was on September 30th. Fort Mackay Group of Companies and Fort Mackay First Nation unveiled 2777 haul trucks to commemorate both days, the orange one in June and the red MMIW one in September. The newest red truck has a red handprint and dress images symbolic of the disproportionate level of violence Indigenous women and girls experience across Canada. Another 777 truck was painted orange with an image of two small children, feathers, and other images, along with the phrase, "Every child matters," in June to commemorate the children from Indian residential schools that did not make it home. In a media release, CEO for Fort Mackay Group of Companies, Sammy Saw, says, quote, "The painted 777 haul truck initiative is our way of supporting causes that are important to all of us at FMGOC. It's a small step that we hope it will spark some constructive conversations about actions we can take to support the call to justice, as set out in the final report from the National Inquiry," unquote. The initiative aims to raise awareness, call for action, and to honor those directly affected, the missing, murdered, the survivors, their families, and their communities. Bobby Schott is the business development manager for Fort Mackay Group of Companies and is from the Fort Mackay First Nation. He spearheaded the idea and talked with sandblasters, painters, suppliers, and worked with four others on his team to bring it to fruition.
All of my idea and what we're planning to do with them, and they jumped on board with it right away. They actually stepped up to the table and working with my team and our organization and working with our communications ladies down in Edmonton. Yeah, it all came to fruition.
Schott says they were going to bring out the red truck first, but with the newly discovered graves at the Kamloops Indian Residential Schools, they unveiled the orange truck first. Schott met an Indian residential school survivor from Saskatchewan in a hotel lobby when he was attending a meeting in Edmonton last month. She adorned his orange residential school mask.
She started talking about the haul truck, and you know, I kind of sat there and listened to her for a few minutes there, and it's like, you know, this company from Northeastern Alberta, Fort Mackay, they end up doing a haul truck. And she said, you know, that makes me feel really good at the end of the day, knowing a First Nation company is taking the initiative to bring awareness to their area and to bring awareness to people in across Canada.
At the end of her conversation, Schott told her it was his idea to bring this to life.
She was so proud that, you know, she asked, can she give me a big hug and take a picture with me? And, you know, that's a proud moment when you know that you're getting your message out there. That was one that really impacted me. And, you know, I knew going into this that our message was going to get out there, but I didn't think it was going to get out there to reach people that far.
Mary Beth Green is a director of human resources and communications for Fort Mackay Group of Companies. She is happy to see that the haul trucks are sparking people's keen interest.
I've been really encouraged by seeing the broader population on the non-Indigenous side start to embrace these topics and people reaching out to us and looking for more information and wanting to educate themselves. And that's that spark that we want to create, is let's learn more, let's educate ourselves, let's inform ourselves, and remove any potential discrimination in the workplace around these types of topics.
Green tells us that the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls cause is near and dear to her heart.
My sister's Indigenous, and she went through a lot of trauma growing up, and there were several times that I was actually quite afraid that she wasn't coming home, just because of where she was traveling and circumstances in her life. So the murdered and missing Indigenous woman is very near and dear to my heart. I grew up in Kitimat, which is on the Highway of Tears. And growing up, like, we grew up in fear of what was happening on that highway. And it's, you know, to the point where today there's a big project there, LNG Canada, and they talk a little bit about it. But when I worked with that team, I couldn't even begin to express to them what it was like to be a teenager driving that highway and thinking, like, there's someone out here who's attacking people and killing them. And we're never seeing these women come home. And it created like a deep, deep fear of like, what if I'm driving on this highway and I break down and something happens? You know, it's very near and dear to my heart. And I think that's why I instantly was on board with Bobby's idea and how we can raise awareness.
She says recruiting Indigenous women is part of the pathway of the final report of the National Inquiry of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls for Injustice of Economic Marginalization.
What's really important for me and my team is that we look at opportunity for recruitment and hiring with Indigenous women and women in general. I can honestly say on my recruitment team, all of our recruiters are Indigenous women, and I think that that's really important representation to come to a conversation when we're looking at a variety of different types of roles in the organization.
Weldco Heavy Industries, TS Signs, NCSG, Crane and Heavy Haul, and Pro Metal helped provide the material to help make this project happen. Fort MacKay Group of Companies is 100% owned by the Fort MacKay First Nation, which is 50 kilometers north of Fort McMurray. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.